Welcome to Activate, featuring tales of inspiration from local citizens who stand up for what they believe in and encouraging you to find your cause, live your passion, make a difference, volunteer.
Hi, my name is Jennifer Perry, and I volunteer with the Banneker Community Center. I've been a preschool teacher in the past. I've also worked as an elementary school librarian, so that's my training. I have a master's degree in library science with a specialization in school libraries, so that's my passion and my focus has always been working with kids, in particular kids and books and literacy kinds of activities. I was looking for some place where I could use my skills and find a home for the kinds of things that I like to do. And the Banneker Center has been kind enough to sort of open up to me and let me come in and do work with children, and specifically library kinds of work with children. So I am always thrilled to come in and do story times, and I help run the small library that we have here. And I really like to interact with families, and particularly to help them with early literacy kinds of skills that they're trying to help their children get ready for reading and get ready for school, and to do sorts of preschool activities that will enforce that. I feel like I've learned a lot in the last couple of years, because since I was focused primarily on elementary school and working within the educational framework of an elementary school, I didn't do a lot of the public librarian sorts of tasks. So I didn't do story time for young children. I didn't do a lot of flannel boards or things that I've started to do now. So I have a really fun time learning new skills within my area that I didn't ever have a chance to do in a school setting. So that's been really entertaining for me. I can sort of branch out and look for new and interesting things that I've never had a chance to do before. So it is very freeing that way. I think I've gotten sort of a little following going here with some preschool families, which is really nice to see people who come back week after week with their kids. And that really makes me feel good that they appreciate what I'm doing and are interested in what I'm doing. And I love to just see the kids as they grow up, that the skills that they acquire and the different things that they learn how to do. It's really fun to watch them grow and change, and particularly when it comes to the reading aspect. In the summer camp, for example, we have kids that are coming back every summer for a camp, and to see them go from maybe not being that interested or having a lot of confidence in their reading abilities, and that's changing a little bit over time, and that's always very interesting and very nice to see when they can grow that way. You're really working with parents to try to help them be more confident and be more ready to go home and help their kids with things. And, you know, just teaching someone that it doesn't have to be flashcards and worksheets, that every time we sing a song or do a rhyme with the kids, that they're learning something from that. And I think that's something that we all do, but we don't always know what's behind it. And so that's really cool for me to be able to feel like maybe I'm helping them learn that everything you do with your kid is a learning experience. And I really want to do what I feel like I'm good at and what I have to share with people, and that's library skills and working with kids in particular. So, that's what I love to do. That's what keeps me going. Thanks for listening. I'm Jennifer Perry with the Banneker Community Center.
You may visit the City of Bloomington Volunteer Network website to see a full organization profile at bloomington.in.gov/volunteer. Now here's a rundown of current volunteer opportunities in Bloomington and Monroe County.
For the City of Bloomington Volunteer Network, I'm Aubrey Kearney with three ways to make Bloomington a great city to be a kid. Volunteers are needed to facilitate the Bloomington Parks and Recreation Banneker Center's monthly youth programs, like the upcoming Carnival and Science of Spring. Volunteers are trained on site. Come enjoy these fun events from a new perspective. Or mentor a student through the Big Brothers Big Sisters School Bigs program. Mentors are matched on site and meet with students weekly. Spending time mentoring a child is rewarding and fun, and it's great for the student too. Or if you have volleyball experience, referee a volleyball game for Girls Inc. These games are easy to work into your schedule and a lot of fun. Help facilitate one of Girls Inc.'s sports programs to instill boldness in Monroe County girls. And that's a look at just some of the ways you can connect to your community through volunteering. For WFHB and the City of Bloomington Volunteer Network, I'm Aubrey Kearney.
You've been listening to Activate, a co-production of WFHB and the City of Bloomington Volunteer Network, working together to build an empowered, vibrant, and engaged community. You may visit bloomington.in.gov/volunteer to find and sign up for local volunteer opportunities. All episodes of Activate are available online at wfhb.org/news/activate. For Bloomington Community Radio, I'm Jennifer Brooks.